702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
The special official funeral, category one, of the late Amampondo King Zanu-Zuko Sigcau, underway at Flagstaff in the Eastern Cape today. The president expected to deliver the eulogy at that funeral today. Government officials, traditional leaders, the Amampondo nation gathering at the Ndimakude Great Place to bid farewell to the late king. Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN KZN correspondent, is there for us. Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. What is happening at the moment? I understand there was a disruption during the funeral.
Yeah, well, indeed, Mandy. Things seem a bit calm now, but there was that disruption that was caused by Prince Mbasa of Kindi, the royal residence. So what happened, Mandy, was that yesterday, you'd remember, there was a court in H and 1430 that was in the Mutasa court that ruled that the acting king currently, that's Prince Dumelani, that he should be the one that leads proceedings here, rightfully so, that because he's the one who's leading the royal family now, instead of the late king's mother and others, such as Stella Stau. So that court interdict, it seems as though it was not respected. You know that when that matter went to court yesterday, the president was also a respondent in that case, alongside Kokta Minister Nkosazana Dlamini and some members of the Sigcau royal family. But that court interdict was not respected here during this funeral services, as the presence of the acting king was not acknowledged nor recognized. He was not allowed to lead the funeral procession. So much so that even the skin belonging to the late king was then handed over to his mother, of which it is something that they have approached the court to stop from happening, saying that the person who must preside over this ceremony for the traditional fight should be the acting king. But that did not happen, maybe. So that's why we saw Prince Mbasa taking to the podium, although he was not on the program, disrupting the speaker was supposed to be the podium and saying this is not fair because of that court order that we saw yesterday. It seems as though maybe we will see another Game of Thrones unfolding itself. So we know that the Sigcau royal family also has a long history of this. You'd remember that the late king that is being named today also, he was recognized king by the family for a number of years, but he was only officially recognized by President Cyril Ramaphosa back in 2018.
That does sound rather dramatic, and Nhlanhla, what's been happening there. We are expecting the president to deliver that eulogy at the funeral. Is the scene calm? Is it set now for that to happen?
Indeed, with the number of the Presidential Protection Service members deployed here, definitely the president may deliver his eulogy undisturbed and undisrupted. In fact, he just went out to IK Live to him and they escorted by a whole lot of them. And they went inside with him. We know he will be delivering eulogy, but I must tell you, the atmosphere is very welcoming to traditional leaders. We have various traditional leaders that have visited this particular palace today to spend of the king. We know that Chief Mandela is also inside, also Dalindyebo is also sitting here among other traditional leaders, but he was warmly received when he made his way inside this particular marquee. But I can tell you, man, regardless of the funeral going on now, and although the situation appears to be calm now, there are many questions of what will happen when we leave this particular marquee. Remember, the Queen Mother, who's now been handed over that animal, meaning that she now has to be the regent on the throne. This is the second time this is happening. The first time she was a regent for her late husband until another regent was found. But now, mourning her son, and she was given that animal into hold. Seems as though maybe we will be seeing more and more court interdicts from the Sigcau royal family on the matter of succession and
Nhlanhla, thank you very much. Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN KZN correspondent, they're describing it as Game of Thrones, but at the moment that funeral is underway, the special official funeral category one of the late Amampondo King Zanu-Zuko Sigcau, underway at Flagstaff in the Eastern Cape.